Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 118 of Beyond the Supernatural, but thank God, not really. We're continuing the psychic sensitive powers in this section, and we are still only two powers deep because clairvoyance just goes on and on and on. It takes up the rest of this page, and we've talked about clairvoyance before on the podcast, and you know what that means. Today, once again, we delve into the Z-Files, that archive of strange creatures, inexplicable abilities, and inscrutable secrets pulled from the pages of Villains Unlimited, Palladium's supplement for the Heroes Unlimited RPG. Over the past 3 days, we've discussed the Masters of Speed, a cabal of paranormal criminals who travel across the country in their custom crime semi, using their powers in dumb and violent ways, a dark mirror to the protagonists of Beyond the Supernatural, who do much the same thing, except in a van instead of a semi, and usually for no money. However, as we've unfolded the story of the Masters of Speed, there have been many detours, many loose ends, many twists and turns. No offense to Klaus. Shadowy influences have become apparent. The mysterious industrialist who supported Klaus in his ice skating those many years ago. The coincidental meeting between Fulbor and Diane Sagan that led to the foundation of the Masters of Speed. The unknown process by which an experimental, drinkable deodorant went from merely the world's worst idea to an accidental formula for superspeed, not to mention the mysterious radioactive chunk of metal and rock that fell out of the sky onto a construction site and cursed Jake Fenton to vibrate forevermore. In all of these hazy connections and shadowy manipulations, there is one player of whom you have probably lost track, one loose end that we have not traced, and that's just the way he likes it. Today, as we leave the Masters of Speed and their strange, unexplained tale, let us pull back the curtain on at least one of the masterminds at play here. That's right, Spike the Monkey. Quote, "The little bugger was captured by the authorities and given to Dr. Farrell at the Biospawn Corporation. The doc decided to subject the little fellow to his own unique animal mutation experiments, resulting in giving Spike human intelligence, human speech, and animal psionics. However, before Dr. Farrell could attach his control collar, Spike made a break for it and escaped." Dr. Farrell is an NPC from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Other Strangeness, so this is a peculiar little crossover. But to continue with Spike. Quote, "Since then, Spike has used his powers for revenge. He has waged a one-monkey war against Cosmet, breaking into the laboratories, causing vandalism, freeing test animals, and causing all sorts of mischief. He hates Selsky and spies on him often." Please do not leave this description with the impression that Spike is just a glorified vandal, however. A bitter hooligan activist. Spike has a plan. Spike has an organization. Quote, "When not instigating trouble at Cosmet, he's attacking other animal test labs and smugglers who import animals, especially endangered species, to sell as pets, for experiments, and for their fur. Spike subscribes to a national wire service, is a member of 9 different animal/environmental activist groups, and is linked to 3 computer networks through his fake identity of Samson Simeon. This was arranged through his 4 stooges who front for him. They have never seen Mr. Simeon, but believe he is a mysterious underworld figure who can mentally possess animals, like his favorite pet monkey, Spike. The 4 men are complete bozos, but loyal to Mr. Simeon slash Spike." This is quite a power base and quite a clever operation that Spike has created already, and that's because he is a leader and manipulator at heart. As we read of his disposition in the text, quote, "Spike is a loner, partly because he doesn't trust humans, and partly because he's an intelligent monkey." Psychological insight. Quote, "He is a crafty, sneaky manipulator of people. He puts on a great front and is totally convincing as a human on the telephone. Although he has never killed a human, he is certainly capable of it, especially if cornered. He loathes Selsky and most of the researchers at Cosmet. Diane Sagan, alias the Cheetah, is the only human he considers a friend. He has figured out that the Cheetah and Sagan are one and the same, but has no reason to contact her. He has his own agenda." Spike is an interesting figure for Beyond the Supernatural. I think that there's probably a level of camp involved with a Beyond the Supernatural campaign in most of the best ways to play the game. It could be played completely straight, but typically there's going to be an element of camp involved, but also ideally an element of mystery, an element of horror, and I feel as though an escaped intelligent lab monkey who has sort of worked himself into a pseudo underworld figure who can strike back at the evil corporations. It's just the right. It's such a bizarre thing to find at the end of the clue trail. I think that's what appeals to me most about Spike. I really love the idea of playing the Masters of Speed as what initially seems to be a gang of paranormal criminals, a very role-playing game plot. You know, you're a bunch of weirdos with special powers. They're a bunch of weirdo criminals with special powers. Go fight them. But it turns into what is the conspiracy behind the Masters of Speed, which is more about an alien presence, corporate manipulation, military interests. I love that way of doing the Masters of Speed, and Spike fits into that because there is this rather mundane clue trail, activist organizations, attacks on corporate laboratories, criminal operatives with an anonymous boss, and at the end of the trail, one finds a monkey, a psychic monkey. A monkey, by the way, with a .22 pistol for self-defense, a monkey who owns but cannot drive a Jaguar, a monkey who has created the underworld guise of Mr. Samson Simeon, a monkey with flavor, I guess is what I'm trying to say, who nonetheless has a little edge to him. He's been experimented upon. He mistrusts humanity. His intelligence has been boosted to human level, and he's discovered that his personality is that of an amoral manipulator who's capable of killing. Just the perfect mix of intriguing and ridiculous for a Beyond the Supernatural mystery, I feel. And as I joked earlier, what a wonderful thing to spring on the characters as they've been trying to piece together all of the strange coincidences and conspiracy backstory of the Masters of Speed. Keeping in mind that the players are approaching this from, it's a gang of very fast people, go catch them. And they've had to learn about Cosmet. They've had to learn about the individual backgrounds. They've had to begin to wonder if there's some extraterrestrial origin to the Blur's power. Tracking all that, putting up their little pin board of what happened when and how this all fits together, you know they're going to lose track of the monkey. They're going to lose track of Spike. Or at best, they'll think, there's a super speed monkey out there somewhere. Maybe if we can find that monkey, we'll get a clue to what's going on here. To have the shadowy crime boss turn out to be that monkey we lost track of, it's just beautiful. And even better for a Beyond the Supernatural campaign because it is so strange. He's even psionic. He even has that in common with them. He fits the game. Victor Laszlo could totally have written an essay about the case of Spike the monkey and where he got his potential psychic energy and how it was unlocked by animal experimentation and how it was focused by his hate and mistrust for humanity, but also his love for the experimenter who helped him. It's just everything fits. He's not the main course of your Masters of Speed investigation, but as a delightful little dessert, I like Spike. This concludes case number 100, the case of the Masters of Speed, but as it happens, we are spending one more day with the Z-Files. Join me next time as we leave the realm of weird science and conspiracy and turn once again to the domain of magic on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. The theme for the Z-Files, used under a Creative Commons license, is Lightless Dawn by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at filmmusic.io. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.